السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير الناس من ينفع الناس، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Almighty Allah, who has created us as a human being and granted us this wealth of iman. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came in this world as a mercy for the whole of universe. His entire life was full of activities, fulfilling the rights of the people, guiding them towards a right path, towards Almighty Allah, helping in every aspect, taking care of them, especially those who are vulnerable, those who are weak, those who are poor. Anyone came to him to ask for any kind of assistance and help, he never said no. Whether it is financial need or physical need, anytime his door was wide open for everyone, and anyone could knock his door anytime during the day and night for any help, for any assistance. We are the followers of that great personality. So we should adopt and inculcate those great attributes within ourselves and implement in our daily lives. Islam has divided our lives into sections, into categories, into aspects. One is the right of Almighty Allah to believe him as a one God alone, and he has no partner, he has no assistant, he has no son or daughter or wife. Worshipping him alone every day 5 times and obeying his commands in our daily lives. These are the hukukullah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, when we will be standing in front of Almighty Allah, we have to give the reckoning of our entire lives, how we spend our days and nights, how much we were helpful to the needy and poor people. And the second aspect of our lives, second category, is hukukul ibad, rights of the people. Rights of the people included our neighbors. Islam is emphasizing to take care of our neighbors. And our neighbors, regardless, they are Muslims or non-Muslims or atheists, as long as we are living next to them, if they are in our neighborhood, if any one of them are sick, you cannot say, oh, he is not a Muslim, I don't have to care about him, he is not following my religion. He is a human being. He is a children of Adam. We all are children of Adam. So we are brothers and sisters amongst ourselves. If any neighbor of ours is sick, need any assistance, we have to go forward. We have to help him out with financial support or any kind of support. This is the teaching of Islam. Islam is emphasizing that a Muslim cannot sleep with full stomach while his neighbor is hungry. To that extent, Muslim cannot build his house higher than the houses of his neighbors. First, he has to ask permission. Because his house is higher than others, others will feel jealousy or they will feel, you know, humiliation that, look, I am poor, he is rich. So Islam doesn't allow us to show off. Rather, we should be with the community, with the society in the same level. There are so many rights of the people has been mentioned in Islam, in the Holy Quran, and in the teaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Thus I said one quotation from the Prophet Muhammad saying, the khairun nas may yanfa'un nas. A best person amongst the people is that one who is beneficial, helpful to the others. It's not that person who is very rich, running the business very successfully, or the person who is very handsome, or very, you know, have a lot of influences, or very strong building. No. These are the, you know, irrespective, disregarded. A person who is helpful and beneficial for the others, that person is regarded the best person inside of God Almighty and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, the first sermon he delivered, and this is the narrated by Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he was a Jewish. When he heard about Prophet Muhammad and his teaching, his mission, he was eager. He was, you know, looking forward to meet Prophet Muhammad. And he was a very great scholar of Old Testament, of Torah and Injil and New Testament. He was a great scholar in Medina. So he was eagerly waiting. Let me see who is this personality about him. I heard so much. So when Prophet Muhammad entered into the city of Medina Munawwara, and people gathered to welcome him, the first sermon he delivered in this new city of his migration, he said, Ya Ayuhannas, O people, Afsu Salam, spread the greetings, Wa At'imu Ta'am, feed the hungry, Wa Silul Arham, and take care of your relatives, Wa Sallu Wa Nasu Niyam, and pray to Lord, worship your Lord at night while other people are sleeping. If you have these two attributes, then تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ, you will enter into paradise with peace. All of us are trying, starving, making effort, sacrificing. Why? So our Almighty Allah can be pleased with us, overlook our faults, our sins, pardon and forgive our all the sins, and let us be into paradise. That's our ultimate goal. So here the teaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that if you do these four things, then definitely your Lord will be happy with you and he will allow you to enter into the paradise. One more teaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we all have to take a lesson and we have to put in practice in our daily life. Hazrat Abu Huraira, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, has narrated this riwayat from him. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah azza wa jalla yaqulu yawm al-qiyamah, ibn Adam, maridtu falam ta'udni. O person, I was sick and you did not come to visit me. The person will surprise, Kala Ya Rabbi, Kaifa A'uduka wa Anta Rabbul Alameen. Oh my Lord, I don't understand. I surprise. How I can come and visit you? You are the Lord of the all the universe. You don't get sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, Kala Ama Alimta Anna Abdi Fulanan Marida Falam Ta'udhu Ama Alimta Annak Law Uttahu Lawajattani Indahu. You remember so and so person in your locality, in your neighborhood was sick. You did not go to visit him. You knew about him, he was hospitalized. You did not go to visit him in the hospital. If you would have gone to visit him at home or at the hospital, you would find me over there. He was my creation. Regardless he was Muslim or non-Muslim. Likewise, you say, Allah will ask him, I was hungry, you did not feed me. He say, Ya Allah, how can I feed you? You are the, you know, providing the food to the whole world. He said, no, one of my creation was hungry and he begged to you, he did not take care of him. If you would have fed him at that time, you would have found me over there. I was thirsty and you did not give me the water to drink. Again, the servant will surprise and he will say, oh my Lord, how can you get sick? I don't understand. He said, so and so was thirsty. And he was asking for the glass of water, bottle of water. You did not pay attention towards him. If you would have gave him the water to drink, you would have found me over there. Meaning, you will get the reward for that your little action. My brothers, in our Fairfield, there are so many people who are misfortunate or less fortunate or vulnerable or they are homeless. We have to thank Almighty Allah that Allah has granted us, you know, the house to live, the shelter on our head. We are not deprived, but these people are deprived. They don't have home, they don't have shelter, they don't have food, drink, you know, or clothing. They are desperate. So it is our responsibility, and our mayor of the Fairfield City, Mr. Rice, have made this, you know, the organization which is called Clergy Action Network, CAN. And he requested all the churches and, you know, religious centers to come together and help them out to get rid of the crime, homeless people, drugs, etc. from our town, from our community. One of the great example, practical example, is Mr. Scott Mulley here, I have invited, and I appreciate his time. He has taken up, he's very busy. He's the pastor of this city church is our neighbor. So he is going to come, he is taking care of over 70 homeless people, keeping them in his church, taking care of them, giving them the shelter, food, clothing, medicine, and everything. I would request him to come and explain us how he is running this program, so we can also participate in this program. So I humbly request Mr. Scott to come and deliver a talk.
Thank you. It's can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? I tend to talk loud. No?
It's okay.
Yeah.
No. You just keep in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just hold
I'll
it.
Hold it. Yeah, I'll hold it. Okay. Yeah. So I'm used to a lapel mic and headset. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me. We are neighbors. We're about maybe a half a block and another half a block down a block. So I pass by all the time and see you all. And I know that when you go that way, many times you pass by us. We're the church that sits back to the rear of the lot, the big two-story building with a building in front and a big play area in the front. Used to be a preschool. It's no longer a preschool. But we have for years now run what we call a live-in center. And it's a city church live-in center. What that is that's a one-year commitment drug program. Not just for people on drugs, but primarily for people on drugs. So that people that come our way, they commit for 1 year. We work with the court systems, with probation, with parole.
We work with the criminal courts. All of the judges know us and often place people in our custody. Probation and parole, both in Fairfield and Vacaville, will tell you that we have the highest success rate. Those that graduate our program go on to live meaningful lives. They get their families back. They get their jobs back. They become very productive. They move into their own places, etc. After a year, we don't make people leave. They leave when they feel that they're ready to leave. So some people stay with us 2 years. We have some individuals that have stayed with us up to 3 years. And a lot of times they're not ready to leave because they can't go back to the environment they came from because that's what got them in trouble in the first place. So they stay with us while they're seeking housing and what have you so they can move into a better way of life. The second thing we do, which is different from our live-in center, is what we call our navigation center. And that's where we partnered with the city of Fairfield. The city of Fairfield asked us to reach into the homeless community and to see if there are people in the homeless community that want a way out of that homeless. I call it a merry-go-round, where they're stuck in a cycle and they can't get out. They can't get out of the homeless lifestyle because they have no job. They can't get a job because they don't have a place to live. They don't have a place to shower. They can't get a haircut. They can't change their clothes. So they're stuck in the lifestyle and can't get out. So what we do is we provide living space for them to where they use our address as a home address. We provide showers. We provide haircuts. We have three barbers. We have a barber shop. We have a clinic, a free clinic in the front building. So we take care of all of their medical needs, wound care, things like that. And then once they get settled, after about a week, we begin to place them in our navigation center and with a case manager. And we begin to find jobs for them. Currently, we house about 27 people in that population, and all of them are working, but approximately two people right now. Many have already moved out and have gotten permanent housing. We work with other agencies to get them into their own housing. In fact, we have two more people, one getting ready to move this week and another person, I believe, possibly next week. So what has happened is the city of Fairfield asked us to do it as a pilot program to see if it would work. Here's the thing that startled me is I knew that there was a percentage in the homeless population that wanted out. I know that there are people that want to remain homeless. They're chronically homeless, but there's a percentage that want out. But what startled me is the percentage is much higher than I imagined. We have people coming on our property every day. We're interviewing people every day. We're accepting people every day, sometimes two, three, four, five people a day. Now, not everybody stays because some people, when they come in, they realize they're not really ready to seek employment. They're not sure they're ready to come out of the homeless lifestyle, so they leave. In our live-in center, it's very strict. We have rules. We have classes throughout the day, and it's a year commitment. So sometimes people that come from the courts, they too decide they're not ready and they choose to leave. And that's okay. We want to reach out to people that are ready for a life change. And that's why we're there, is to offer, we call it a leg up, that help to get them up to the next phase of life. And I think that we do a good job with the help of folk like you, some other churches that contribute, that help us. We can't do it alone. I will tell you that. We cannot do it without the help of our neighbors. Financially, we can't afford to do it. It costs us a lot of money to feed and house that many people. So I think that's everything in a nutshell. Thank you again for inviting me. It's an honor to share.
What do you really need? Kind of food or?
We need, we have some groups that occasionally will come and help cook a meal. That gives our kitchen a break. We're
We like to say we're like a restaurant. We're feeding seven people, 70 people a day, three times a day, 7 days a week. That's a lot of cooking. Our commercial kitchen's going almost round the clock. So groups that can prepare pre-made casserole meals, things like that, that can be heated up, that's a big help. We always need socks, t-shirt, underwear. When people donate clothes, they donate pants and shirts, but they don't donate socks, underwear, and t-shirts. And among the homeless community, the number one asked for clothing item is socks. It took me for a while to realize why, but people don't have socks because you can't get them at distributing centers and places like that. So we always need socks, towels, face cloth, bedding. We go through a lot of that because many times when people leave, they leave with the bedding and the face cloths and the towels, and then we have to get more to replace it. Soap, shampoo, items like that, conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrushes, all of that is much needed. And we're just honored that you would consider helping us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Omar.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Jazakallah. Thank you very much. Brothers, I